Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hummel Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place.
Yeah, reading Dennis's new piece this morning, Woods. It's too bad Padres aren't in an easy division like the AL East, Dennis. They'd be running away with things right now.
Morning, guys.
Yeah. Morning, buddy.
It's a very competitive division. I think we all knew that. I think maybe we didn't expect this kind of start from all three teams at the top. I think entering yesterday, at least, I know the Dodgers took a couple on the chin from the Chicago Cubs, who were happening to be in town tonight. But I think the three teams at the top of the division had the three best records in the majors, and that's something you don't see very often. So. I would write a little bit something about it.
Which is the most surprising to you? I think it'd be we'd all be hard pressed to say anything other than the Padres being 13-3 is the most surprising, right? Like, I wanted them to get off to a hot start.
Well, the Giants are pretty surprising.
The Giants are pretty surprising, but I think a 13-3 start leading the division. I know it's way early. This is the one that has surprised me the most, Dennis. Is the Padres getting off to the scorching hot start and being undefeated at home?
Yeah, I agree, Woodsy. I think it is surprising, but at the same time, given what they did last summer for 63 games after the All-Star break and into the playoffs, I guess it's also not surprising in that aspect because they're building off what they did back then, and they're doing it right now. I guess this is, again, the surprising part. They're doing it without some key players on the healthy roster, so that speaks to the identity they've built under not only Mike Schilt, but also, Victor Rodriguez and Ruben Niebla, who both got, I think, well-deserved contract extensions or new contracts in the offseason. And they're just doing it different from pretty much everyone else at a time when I think fundamentals are kind of pretty shoddy around the game in general, to be charitable. I think the Padres pay a lot of attention to the little things, and they're putting pressure on opposing defenses. They're running a lot. Manny Machado has 6 stolen bases. I don't think that's going to keep up, but that's just an illustration of some of the things that they take advantage of that you might not see from the average team.
Dennis, speaking of the injuries, wasn't in the clubhouse this weekend. I've seen estimates on Jake Cronenworth's rib fracture. 2 weeks up to 8 weeks. What are you kind of hearing about that? And then what are the Padres going to do in center field? How quickly could Jackson Merrill be back? Because with Brandon Lockridge now going down, the depth is being sorely tested.
Yeah, let's start there, I guess, with the center field situation. They've got Jason Hayward, who's played some center field in his career, not a whole lot recently. Tyler Wade, who came in for Brandon yesterday after Brandon suffered the little hammy strain. And, yeah, there's not a whole lot after that. I don't know that they want to, you know, mess with Tatis and put him in center when he's doing really well in right field and kind of, you know, just getting back to full health himself. But, yeah, it's an interesting situation right now in center field. I would say, you know, Eddie Rosario playing center field in El Paso a few days ago is interesting, although I don't expect to see him up imminently, although, you know, I also didn't expect to see Jose Iglesias playing left field the other day in Sacramento. So this team definitely keeps you on your toes. So I think we'll just have to wait and see what they do there, although maybe they bring up Connor Joe. He definitely probably deserved to be on the team out of spring training. Kind of a tough beat for him, but he doesn't play center. So, yeah, there's some questions there. And as far as Jake Cronenworth goes, I think, yeah, the 2 to 8 week range, I could see it being anywhere within those parameters. These things, you know, it's kind of based on pain tolerance and it's a non-displaced fracture of one of his rib bones. So, yeah, it's a tough beat for him too. So we'll have to wait on him. But I think it's pretty open-ended right now as far as timelines go.
I'd hate to be out and it was dependent on my pain tolerance.
I would never see you in December.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can
you imagine you at home? Like, I literally cannot broadcast. I don't know what you want me to say. I'll see you guys at the extravaganza. Maybe. I can't. Yeah. I mean, he's a hockey player. You know, grew up a hockey player. He's a tough guy. But again, it's one of those things. Like, you don't want it to get worse and worse and worse. And you know, same with Jackson Merrill. Like, all these, like, kind of these all lend. It sets you up to have those nagging injuries, which are just the worst. Like, oh, I, you know, I did this. I broke my finger. I'll be back when it heals. These are those ones that you just hope don't end up lingering all season long, like tight hammies all season long for Jackson Merrill and Brandon Lockridge. And, you know, it sets you up for a real test this early, Dennis.
Yeah. At the same time, it gives guys a chance to step up, guys like Oscar Gonzalez, who's shown pretty well his first few games back in the majors since 2023. Yeah, at some point you have to think, right? There's a breaking point with bringing up guys and, you know, putting guys in who just haven't been tested. And yeah, that's a hallmark of a good team, that, you know, these guys can step up and you know, just kind of assimilate right away. And Jose Iglesias, by the way, has been a really nice pickup. You know, just speaking of Jake's injury, but yeah, at some point you don't want to be putting him, a guy who's a career-long infielder, out in left field, which is, again, something they did in Sacramento. And you don't want to be putting Eddie Rosario in center field in the majors if it comes to that. You don't want to be doing a lot of these things. But as Mike Shield is fond of saying, winners find solutions. So we'll have to wait and see what those solutions are, you know, the more of these injuries mount. But, you know, hopefully for the Padres, from their perspective, they don't have many more of these injuries.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user.
Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Talking to Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. And Dennis, we talked earlier. Obviously, the Padres aren't going to go 13-3 in every 16-game stretch over the course of the season. They'll have some, you know, tough summer East Coast road trips where you're more than happy with, you know, 8-8 over that stretch. However, in your opinion, how sustainable is this? The Padres aren't really doing anything shocking other than maybe the how good the pitching has been at home so far this year. Tatis has played really well, but Woods pointed out, you know, Manny and Xander have one home run combined in these first 16 games, and they've still gone 13-3. Do you feel like this is a team that should be able to stay up near or at the top of the NL West through most of the season based on what you've seen?
Well, we just talked about it, right? The health situation will factor into this. But as far as like what they're doing on the field, I mean, they're leading the majors in batting average, which, again, is not surprising given what they did last year, which is lead the majors in batting average. They're also, I believe, they're leading the majors in batting average against, you know, by their pitching staff. I don't know how sustainable that is, but if you get Yu Darvish back at some point eventually, you get Dylan Cease back on track. I know it's early, but then obviously a couple mixed starts for him. I think they should be pretty good at suppressing, you know, at least major damage and in general batting average. So, you know, those two things would, I think that the batting average is obviously more sustainable on the offensive side, maybe not so much on the pitching side, but yeah, they're not going to win every single game at home. They're not going to go 81-0 as someone, you know, posited to Jose Iglesias. And I think to that, he responded yesterday, let's just win tomorrow and worry about, you know, 81 games down the road. But yeah, I think, they should be at the top of the division for most of the year. It's just a matter of how good the Giants actually are and how good the Diamondbacks actually are. We know the Dodgers are going to be there in the end, but yeah, I think, you can't win a division in April, but you can certainly lose a division, and the Padres are the farthest thing from losing a division right now.
Talking to Dennis Lynn from The Athletic here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, hey, I don't want to be like the, oh, of course, we get off to our hottest start in franchise history. And, you know, the Dodgers are right there. The Giants are right there. But, I mean, this division coming down the stretch is going to be crazy. And, you know, you see the Dodgers sitting in third place today, which nobody predicted. We all kind of predicted that they wouldn't leave first place with as loaded as they were. But I already saw, like, tweets coming out over the weekend, rumors of them looking to trade for Luis Roberts early. Like, there's a slight bit of panic in L.A. right now, at least among the fans. And I don't think there needs to be at all. They got a lot of guys coming back. But that's the other thing you have to worry about is what are those teams going to do to improve? Do you foresee A.J. Preller working the phones a little bit right now, trying to find more depth?
I think we can't put that past him, considering he traded for Luis Arraez in May. Yeah, early May. It feels like it's been forever that he's been on the team, but it's been less than a year still. But yeah, I mean, it's AJ. Never put anything past him. He does have less to trade from this season. The budget's probably tighter. I mean, yeah, they're above the second luxury tax threshold or apron, whatever you want to call it, right now. So I don't know how much wiggle room there is there, but given the start that his team has put together, it's probably a little easier for him to go to ownership and say, hey, we need a little help here to maintain this. Although right now it doesn't seem like they need a ton of help. But yeah, I think, you know, obviously the Dodgers are not going to sit on their hands, but I think maybe it's also good for us all to take a beat and remember it is again April. No one's definitely washed in April. No one's going to win the World Series in April. So I think, again, like we talked about last week, maybe we get closer to Memorial Day and everyone reassesses where they are. But if you're the Padres and you see a real opportunity to go for it against, again, they're a team that goes against the grain, would not put anything past Adrian Preller.
They talked last night on the ESPN Sunday night broadcast about the Cubs losing Justin Steele for the season and said a natural fit for the Cubs would to be go out and get Sandy Alcantara from the Marlins, and how the Marlins are willing to deal and the Cubs have so many prospects that they could get. I think he's going to be a name. I'd be surprised if he's still there at the All-Star break. Cubs being one of those teams.
Marlins have a winning record right now.
I know. It's you know you're not keeping him most likely. I think he has another year left, too. He's a really attractive guy. You could get a lot back for him. But again, they also mentioned Dylan Cease on the trade block still yesterday in that broadcast, which makes no sense to me as we're sitting here 13-3 with the San Diego Padres, Dennis.
Yeah, I think those the trade rumors surrounding Dylan Cease and Michael King, not so much King because, you know, once he signed that kind of weird deal in the offseason, those mostly went away. But yeah, Dylan Cease is he's not going anywhere. Maybe there's another guy out there who looks just like him with a natural beard, and this is an imposter, and they can trade one of these two and keep the other on the roster. But yeah, I think the speculation about him going anywhere probably needs to go away for right now.
Finally, Dennis, do you view these next three games as a bit of a litmus test for the Padres early in the season? A Cubs team that is red hot, got a plus 43 run differential, just bodied the Dodgers two straight days, and took two of three from the Padres in Chicago, and honestly, could have easily been a three-game sweep if not for a pretty miraculous comeback by the Padres. Are we going to test and see how good the Padres are right now?
I do, Ben. I think they all do. At Petco Park. I mean, they took two out of three against the Padres at Wrigley, came close to sweeping them, if not for a patented Padres comeback.
Yep.
But at the same time, they're going to be playing in actual humane conditions this week at Petco. It's not going to be almost freezing temperatures like it was at Wrigley. So we'll see. But yeah, I think the Cubs are really good. I think they're the only team in the majors that has more stolen bases than the Padres, and so they play a pretty good brand of baseball as well. But I think yeah, if you're talking about litmus tests in April, this is as good as you'll find.
All right, Dennis, appreciate it. Have a really good week. We'll talk to you next Monday in your transition between Houston and Detroit. I believe.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, that'll be a nice slice of middle America, I guess.
Yeah, the best. Nothing like it, D-Lynn. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks, guys.
Dennis Lynn, our Padres, Ben and Woods, Lynn Sider, joining us each Monday throughout the baseball season.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings, which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.